Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti.
The brief spell enjoyed by immigrants after BC extended temporary provincial health coverage under the Medical Services Plan, MSP, from July 31st to October 31st is drawing to a close. The Health Minister Adrian Dix had announced that the province expanded the MSP to include those under implied status whose applications could not be processed due to outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. The government's decision to extend the deadline came after an outcry among international students, which culminated into a protest involving a recent graduate of the Royal Roads University, Karuko Sasaki, and two other dozen immigrants under the same status gathering outside Dix's constituency office demanding health care for all. Another recent graduate from the University of Victoria, also under the implied status, who gave his name simply as Kenny, said he is paralyzed by fear of falling sick after the October 31st deadline. Here is Kenny.
I am a recent graduate of UVic and I fall among those under implied status. My MSP coverage was extended to October 31st and I am paralyzed by fear of falling sick because the brief spell we enjoyed from July ends soon. I am facing the risk of job loss, no medical insurance among other risks if there is no solution. We need help.
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.